Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hope and Sophie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Police Service has been ordered to pay a Gold Coast man $10,000 after they took his medical marijuana water pipe. Alan Harding was held in custody for 5.5 hours in November 2022 after being detained at his home before being released on bail the next day. Harding made a complaint to the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal that officers had discriminated against him by denying him his medication, which he was prescribed for pain relief. He said the officers mocked him as he left the next morning, with one of the officers saying, quote, "Off you go, mate. Go and get your bong on, bro," end quote. Harding asked for $72,000 in damages. However, unclear and contradicting stories from both police officers and Harding led QCAT member Peter Roney to order the police service to pay Harding $10,000.
In national news, a new study on ethically diverse women in sport in Victoria found that all participants have experienced or seen firsthand racism. The racist behaviour targeted towards young girls and women are often microaggressions, bias, appearance-based name-calling, and a lack of understanding of diverse cultures, according to the study. 20 women in community sport, ranging from players, coaches, parents, committee members, and parents, were interviewed. Many participants said that the reason they are hesitant to report is because they do not trust the process and do not have the confidence that anything would be done. Researchers have called for a zero-tolerance approach to be taken towards racism in community sporting clubs, and for transparent reporting, clearer guidelines to what constitutes as racism, and consequences for such behaviour.
A proposed settlement in a class action against GrainCorp has collapsed, sending the dispute back to court in December. The case involves residents of Numurkah in northern Victoria, who allege noise and odour from the company's canola factory have damaged their quality of life. Lead applicant Kevin Green, who lives 100 metres from the site, claims the emissions caused fatigue and caused him his job. GrainCorp said the parties were unable to reach agreement and that it would continue defending the case. The lawsuit has since expanded to include other locals living within 1 kilometre from the factory.
In international news, the Sudanese paramilitary force combating the Sudanese government, the Rapid Support Force, RSF, has arrested a commander of its forces after he had recorded himself committing atrocities on TikTok. Abu Lulu, the man who recorded himself killing unarmed civilians in the worst attack on the Sudanese population yet in El Fasher. He is linked with over a year of attacks intended to intimidate, project power, and inflame ethnic tensions that already embroil the country. The RSF arrested him and has been trying to distance itself from its actions, claiming that he was not officially part of the RSF. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.